Good afternoon. High clouds are going to become more widespread during this afternoon. Low-level ridging builds east of our region and boundary layer warm advection increases through the day. Boundary layer southwest winds, southerly surface winds, and temperatures also increase. So the highs this afternoon will be in the mid to upper 30s, but around 30 to the lower 30s in the northern areas in higher terrain. Low temperatures tonight will depend on whether there is any decoupling of winds during the evening and how quickly the high clouds thicken and lower. Temperatures will fall a few degrees in areas that see the winds diminish during the evening, clouds thicken and lower through the rest of the night. With boundary layer winds continuing to increase, temperatures will warm slowly between midnight and daybreak. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the upper Great Lakes across the northern plains into parts of the northern high plains will move south and eastward to the Great Lakes to the central plains and then banked up against the Rockies by this evening. The southern end of the front will merge with a front moving out of the southern Rockies associated with the aforementioned upper level energy on Monday. By Tuesday morning, the front will extend from the lower Great Lakes roughly southwestward to the southern plains and western Gulf Coast. The front will aid in producing snow over parts of the upper Midwest into the northern high plains on Sunday morning, with snow winding down overnight Sunday over parts of the northern central high plains. The snow will continue over the upper Great Lakes and upper Mississippi Valley on Monday, ending over the upper Mississippi Valley overnight Monday. The past 24-hour lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Oasis Ranger Station in Florida to a low temperature of negative 16 at Old Forge, New York. For those traveling across Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low 40s. For Boston, increasing clouds this afternoon with a high near the mid-30s. And for Buffalo, looking partly sunny with highs near the mid-40s, breezy though with a south wind between 18 to 22 miles per hour and wind gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. The Albany climate normals for today, the average high temperature is 38 degrees while the average low is 24. The record high of 58 degrees was set back in 1927 while the record low of negative 3 was set back in 1902. Today's sunrise was at 7:12 a.m. while the sun is set to set today at 4:21 p.m. Total amount of daylight for the day today is 9 hours and 9 minutes, and we are looking at a difference of about 59 seconds of less daylight from the day before. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon as our highs stay in the low to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon as our highs stay in the low 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for Litchfield Hills, looking mostly sunny this afternoon with highs staying in the low 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, steady increase in high clouds this afternoon as our highs approach the mid-30s, becoming more breezy overnight tonight with a steady increase in clouds. Region-wide for tomorrow, an area of low pressure will approach the region, bringing rain showers to the area as we get into the morning hours. And with that, we will be seeing warmer temperatures as highs get into the mid to upper 40s. A couple spots might even hit 50 degrees. Rain showers continuing over Monday night and staying into Tuesday. And this time, as the cold front comes through later on in the day on Tuesday, it's going to cool our highs back down into the upper 20s and low 30s by Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.